Hi, stranger. Welcome to Money Bites.
Thank you.
How old are you, if I may ask?
84.
84!
Yeah,
happy unbirthday! First question, what's something that you bought with money that gave you the most happiness?
Well, I deal with antique dolls. And when I find something, I used to go, I don't anymore, I used to go to Paris twice a year. When I went to their flea markets and found, there's one thing that I remember that I found in the flea market. I loved that.
Oh,
I eventually
goodness.
Sold it because I didn't want, my kids were not interested. But I kept it for a long time because I thought it was great. Yeah, that is something I bought with money, but it was wonderful.
That's amazing. What was so special about that doll?
The painting, they're hand painted. They're hand painted about 100 and something years ago, and it's like if you think of a painting, it's hand painted.
Yeah.
And that's these faces were hand painted, and they were really quite wonderful. This particular one I liked. I kept it for a long time, but I sold them all. My kids were not interested.
Yeah. Sometimes the parents' interest and the children's interest, they don't align.
Right. Absolutely. They like the money I got because I made it a business for about 20 years, and,
oh, wow.
and that money. I didn't want my husband to pay for it, but I paid for this house myself from my business.
Wow.
When I bought it at a time when nobody wanted to live in the village, people were afraid to walk after 8 o'clock on these sidewalks. Now it's different now.
What foresight!
Well, I was lucky. I just love the village.
And now you can enjoy, you know.
Oh, now I enjoy it. Yeah, now I enjoy it. Yeah, that's why I'm sitting out here on a day like this when it's possible.
Second question, what's something that you bought with money that you regretted?
I can't think of anything. I'm usually very close-fisted with money. So if I do spend it, we're not talking about $1 or $2, but if there's something that I buy that I can't think of anything. Maybe some food that didn't taste very well. I can't think of anything else. I don't buy very much. My husband was alive, he died 5 years ago. But I would overbuy for him, you know, with food. And sometimes I would have paid a lot for something I thought looked good at the delicatessen or something, and it wasn't. So I'd say that was an overbought something.
Makes sense. Last question. If you found $100 on the street.
$100 what?
On the street, just randomly.
It happened.
It happened?
Yeah, it happened a couple times where I found money in the street.
What did you do with it?
Put it in my pocket.
Perfect.
It didn't change my life.
That's true. That's
it was
true.
It was kind of fun, and we're laughing about it now. But there are all kinds of ways to find money in New York. I see that these people, I sit here and I see the city go by in front of me, and I see these guys have these bags, and they get, you might say, find money in for bottles and all. They put it in their bags, and they get money for it at the AMP or whatever. So if you want to work at it, you get money free here just by walking the streets. I watch them do it.
The ingenuity of New Yorkers.
What?
The ingenuity of New Yorkers. Smart people.
Oh. Well, that's what makes New York, New York. We do think differently than other people. How long have you been here?
I've been here on and off 15 plus years.
Oh. I thought for me the fun part was when you could get things like this house was on the market for 4 years. Nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it. The village was dangerous. Mm. You weren't out after 8 o'clock at night and that sort of thing. But I loved this house and I liked this neighborhood. So I got now a few years later I can't stop the brokers from calling. the times they change.
It's such a prime spot.
It's great, but nobody wanted it. It's great today. I loved it, but nobody wanted it. What is this?
Sounds great. Thank you, stranger. Hi, stranger. Welcome to Money Bites. Well, hello. First question, what's something that you bought with money that gave you the most happiness?
Recent
or in the past?
Recently, very, very recently, bought a new bed frame.
which was an enormous deal. And I've looked for a new bed, even though my bed's broken. I've looked for a new bed for over a year. And I finally found one.
What's so special about it?
This nice little man makes them in Greenville, South Carolina, and it's super, super, super simple. And simple seemed to be hard to find.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled. I'm really over the moon. I don't even have it yet, and I'm very happy.
And now,
so that
once
felt
you have
indulgent.
It, yeah. Now, once you're, you know, at the end of the day, you go home, you open your bedroom, and it'll be there.
Yeah, and I know that I won't end up sitting on the floor. Oh. My bed is broken.
Okay, amazing, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Second question. Mm-hmm. What's something that you bought with money that you regretted?
I do that all the time. I do that especially with online purchases, and then it seems to be quite a hassle to send them back.
Okay.
You know?
So you keep them?
Yeah. What would it be? I guess maybe I bought a pair of high-waisted pants online that give me a stomach ache.
Oh, no.
You know, but
did so it at least look good?
I kept them. I don't know, because I don't wear them for very long. but I own them now, so we'll see.
Okay.
How it goes. But that's an example of, it's in my house, I can't send it back, kind of thing.
Have you tried anything to change that behavior?
Well, they don't buy a lot of stuff.
I'm not
a big shopper. So,
okay.
I don't know if it's a problem so much as I just shop less, I guess.
So it's an infrequent regret then?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Last question. Mm-hmm. If you found $100 on the street as you're walking your dog today, yeah. What would you do with it?
Look around to see who it belongs to.
Oh!
Yeah. I would be so sad at the end of the day if I arrived home and was missing $100.
You're the first person who said they'd actually look for its owner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how bummed you'd be if you lost that big piece
of
money?
I'd be pretty bummed.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so thank you, stranger.
You're very welcome. You're welcome.